Chapter 13. Delphine laid her hand against Jericho's face, letting his whiskers tease her palm as she stroked his lips with her thumb.
"Have you any idea how much you mean to me?"
Jericho swallowed at her question. He hoped the answer was at the very least equal to what he felt for her. Otherwise, it was going to really suck.
"No."
She reached down to take his hand in hers.
"More than any words can ever express."
Those syllables were still ringing in his ears when she used her powers to dissolve her clothes. Completely naked, she led his hand to her breast.
"Make love to me, Jericho. Show me what it's like to experience you with all of my emotions intact."
His body reacted instantly to her request, as his internal voice shouted in jubilation.
"Are you sure?" "Absolutely."
She dissolved his clothes before he even had a chance to think about it. Jericho slid himself into bed with her so that he could gather her into his arms.
Oh, the sensation of her velvety skin rubbing against his.
If he died right now, he could ask for no greater send-off. Her lips met his as he inhaled the warm scent of her body. He had spent eternity alone, but somehow her touch eliminated all of his past. It was as if he had known her forever, as if he couldn't imagine a world without her in it. He never wanted to be away from her. If only he could have that one dream. Delphine shivered at his hardness as he pressed against her. His body was ripped with taut muscles, hard and smooth. Oh, he felt so incredibly good on top of her. She reveled in running her hands down his back to his lean waist and tight hips. Even though he was so much larger than she, he fit her perfectly as his soft white hair fell forward onto her face. She sank her hands into his hair, pulling it back as their tongues danced together. He was so hungry with his kisses, she half feared he'd devour her. She wrapped her legs around his hips, cradling him with her body. Chills spread over her as he left her lips to kiss a hot trail to her neck and ear. Delphine gasped at the sensation of his tongue swirling around her earlobe. She should feel vulnerable and exposed, yet she didn't. All she could feel was Jericho. She wanted to possess him and keep him with her forever. Her love for him burned white hot through her heart, spreading out to every inch of her body. She alone knew this part of him, saw the side of him that was kind and giving. To the rest of the world, he was brutal, but to her, he was tame and sweet. She almost laughed at the thought of his being sweet, yet it was true. Where she was concerned, he was. And it made her wonder what he'd be like with a child of his own. She could so easily imagine it. She wanted to be the one to give him that legacy and peace, to hold him close, away from the world that would harm him. She didn't want him to fight anymore. He'd had more than his share of that. She wanted to show him a world where he could trust and be gentle, a world where no one would hurt or betray him, ever.
"Stay with me, Jericho,"
she whispered in his ear.
"As long as you hold me like this, I'm not going anywhere."
She smiled at his husky words, at the emotion that deepened his tone and touched her heart.
"You will always be safe with me."
Jericho breathed her in as he lost himself to her touch and to her promise. Never one to believe in such bullshit, he couldn't suppress the part of him that caved to it now. The part of him that would walk through the fires of hell just to touch her cheek. Against all of his armor, she had wormed her way into his soul, and he was lost to her now. There was no hope for him. All he could do was trust in her to keep her promises. Trust in her not to be one more person he should have never believed. "Don't hurt me, Delphine." The silent plea lodged in his throat, making him ache even while her touch set him on fire. Her hands skimmed over his skin, teasing and delighting him. It had been so long since anyone had held him like this. No, no one had ever held him like this. For the first time, he was in the arms of someone who cared for him, not a goddess out to make her other lovers jealous, or a nymph who wanted to scratch an itch. Most of all, he was being held by someone he cared about, someone who meant something more to him other than a quick tumble. Delphine touched more than his body. She touched his heart and his soul, and he would die to protect her. Why not? You've already sold your freedom for her. Twice. He should be angry over that, but he wasn't. The thought that she would be whole was enough for him. You won't be saying that when Zeus is torturing you. Actually, he would. The memory of this moment would carry him through Zeus's worst, and there would never be a single regret. He knew it. His own life no longer mattered to him as much as hers did.